I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now,
1-4.
Really?
With Brady.
Yeah. Which game that they won would they have lost with Tom Brady?
Miami game.
Cultural change is hard.
I don't know who is worse, Curtis and his blind love for Tom Brady or you and your blind love for Cam Newton.
Hey, either way, the blind are leading the blind.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
tomorrow.
Guys. Be careful.
Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Woke fisherman, Greg Hill.
Told you I drove buses for Alamo, lugging people's luggage on and off the damn bus.
I know. And the people are like, I have to catch my flight. Can you please stop talking?
No, I didn't talk.
Do us a favor. Stop talking.
I gotta get off the bus. It's like Alamo driver.
Damn rich people flying on airplanes.
Featuring resident know-it-all, Danielle Murr.
We're in the middle of a pandemic. So restaurants have barely been open. If you want to go out to eat, tip appropriately. And don't pull this, well, I'm on a budget. If you can't afford to tip at least 20% when you go out to a restaurant, stay your ass home.
Yes.
She's a snob tipper over here, Danielle.
No, I'm not. Because I know that you tip appropriately.
Well, if the service is bad, you don't get a good tip.
This has nothing to do with the service. I'm going to murder you.
Joined by
They Jell of Us Us.
Wiggy.
I'm a great tipper. You know how many damn kids we put through college, nurses, my wife and I.
What?
Giving tips.
What do you mean?
Down at Magic City.
Whoa. Oh. I'm down at Magic City.
Yes.
You and your wife.
Yes.
Would put struggling nurses through college through tipping them out while they were doing dances for you?
That is it.
Are you sure she's a nursing school?
Well, that. Yeah.
Oh, you went back and got your degree, Elizabeth.
Yes. And behind the glass, our own Statler and Waldorf, Ken and Curtis.
Ken is the dishwasher who reports any kind of back kitchen violation to the health department.
Ken's a dishwasher, Wiggy's a ball washer.
Now,
but we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
I'm tired of everyone's baloney.
You're going to get a COVID?
How many have got the Cordova?
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing beers and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Stat lines are for geeks.
I'll start the morning off with what may be good news for some and bad news for others. Wiggy has a day or two off, so you will not hear Wiggy's voice for the next 4 hours.
Uh-oh.
Does that mean we can all speak one at a time?
I think so, yes.
What?
I think you would be able to get a full sentence out without being stepped on at some point over the next 4 hours.
Incredible.
I'm going to miss Wiggy. He's... Well, he's doing some sort of a family-related thing or something like that.
Oh,
some
he is? Kind
of,
this some... is not related to Fat Cat's restaurant in New Hampshire?
No, or, no, no, no. It's not an outbreak situation, Ken.
He I didn't even think of that.
He is not under quarantine. He was not participating in the Rogue karaoke event at Fat Cat's in New Hampshire. So,
but it is my job today to call everyone a fraud randomly over the course of the show.
Yeah. What about out.
How many times will you be using the word pandering during the show this morning, Curtis?
17.
Okay.
How many double negatives?
Ken, you can't ever know. Is Wiggy required to quarantine before coming back? How does that work?
Oh.
Is the lifeguard going to go to HR over this?
I mean, the cat's already out of the bag. If this is COVID related, or don't scare me on this. I mean,
it's not COVID related, but is he required if he is traveling elsewhere?
He's traveling.
I don't know. I'm just wondering what your restrictions are when it comes to him coming back to work.
State, of course.
Okay. So he won't be back for 14 days. He can do the show on Zoom for
the test.
Get a negative test.
Good.
All right. Okay. Good. Well, anyway, welcome to your show. If you want to call, you want to be on this morning. The number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. You can listen to this show, obviously, on the radio, but if you can't do that for whatever the reason, then you can stream it all morning long via the radio.com app, which you can get very easily if you text the letters APP to the text line, which is 37937, and you'll get a link by which you can download the radio.com app very easily. No issues when it comes to how difficult that is, or you can stream us at weei.com. Coming up at 6:45 this morning, the dumbest of the day, and then later on at 8, we will get to our segment in which we share what neighbors are narking on their neighbors about, a quarantine 311 update from the 311 service here in the city of Boston, coming up at 8 on today's show.
This is
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over.
The Lead.
So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Moment of silence, Ken. Sad death when it comes to pop music yesterday.
Yeah, lead singer of the Outfield, Tony Lewis, RIP at age 62. Oh. Which has been, we played that after every Patriots home win over the last couple of years. I don't think that's a Hillman jinx, but I don't know.
No, I don't think it is either. Of course, big song at Gillette Stadium. And I know that sing-alongs are outlawed right now here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, but I would posit that might be the best party sing-along song that there ever was. Nobody knew who the artist was, but that is the Outfield, and he was only 62 years old, the lead singer of that
Cause of death not revealed.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Well, who knows? I don't know.
And also, I know we don't have time right now because we got to get to the leads, but at some point this morning, we must pay homage to one of the all-time great rock legends who passed away yesterday in his 80s. So we'll do that at some point this morning also.
New Laird column up, drawing plenty of venom on the Twittersphere. If the Patriots are serious about this season, they will go after Antonio Brown.
Oh.
I have done a complete 180.
Oh, wow.
It is time to bring AB back. If Wiggy were here, he would agree. A couple things we can all agree on. Number one, Antonio Brown is an unbelievable talent, right? Anybody argue there?
He was when last we saw him. Yes.
I mean, okay. I think the best receiver I've ever seen with my own two eyes. The best.
The best ever.
Best ever. Better than Jerry Rice. He is incredible.
Bold statement, but okay.
Obviously, was a train wreck off the field. We know that. I covered him for 5 years. I saw the decline. It was fast and furious. It became a clown show. It became something from another planet. I argued against it last year. I applauded Kraft when they let him go. But he's been, for the last year, on the straight and narrow, far as we know.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis believes in rehabilitation, right, Curtis?
Mm-hmm.
Second chances?
I don't think AB is an alcoholic. I think he's a douche.
Okay.
Is he a douche-aholic?
Yes.
Maybe he's a
separate question.
Yeah.
You win games with talent. They need a weapon. This guy's the best one out there. He's a friend of Cam's. They worked out in 2018 in the summer. At least we know they had a relationship a couple years ago.
All right.
It worked with Belichick. Kraft has an unbelievable amount of cap space. It's bizarre to see them sitting here with $26 million in cap space. You want to prove to the fans that you're in for the year, go out and get this guy.
Has Robert Kraft forgiven the parting words via Twitter of Antonio Brown?
I don't know. But what better way to make amends than to come back and perform on the field for Kraft and win another Lombardi for him? Okay. I mean, I really think it could be that significant of a signing.
And that column is up at WEEI.com, and you are the recipient of a lot of venom. Is that from fans who do not want the name Antonio Brown and the Patriots to be uttered in the same sentence? Is that what the venom is about?
That appears to be correct. 36 responses already left to the WEEI post. Clickbait. This is why Laird is clueless.
That's not why Laird is clueless, but okay.
All right. Well, we'll see what Patriots fans may think about that. Curtis?
Well, 3 years ago, on October 30th, 2017, Bob Kraft and Tom Brady forced Bill Belichick to trade Jimmy Garoppolo to the San Francisco 49ers for a second-round pick. Now today, Tom Brady remains the better quarterback. Tom Brady has been to two Super Bowls. 1-1 would be two if Butler played. We're not going to go back through that. Jimmy G got to one and then got benched this season 2 weeks ago.
It was an injury, Curtis.
It was not an injury.
It was. He had an ankle issue.
But they did not. They said it was not injury related when he was put on the bench in the game. Anyway, I digress. Are you playing the role of Wiggy today?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Doesn't he look just like him?
Anyway, so yes, I would say that Jimmy Garoppolo, that trade means that Tom Brady is a better GM than Bill Belichick.
What?
Curtis.
Come on.
Think about how big of a disaster that trade that would have been if Belichick was one and he kept Jimmy G in 2017.
Yes.
They don't have another Super Bowl. They get to two.
Right.
They go 12-4 the third year. And Jimmy G, the biggest issue with Jimmy G always was that he's not a guy that stays on the field.
Right.
Tom Brady's greatest ability is availability.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't rely on a cornerstone franchise quarterback that cannot stay on the field.
So Tom Brady was able to take out his crystal ball when it comes to evaluating talent and to determine at that point that Jimmy G was not going to amount to much, is what you're saying. That's the reason why Tom Brady wanted him out of here.
No,
because he was threatened by him.
Of course he was threatened by him, and he was being frustrated that he wasn't getting weapons around him and that they used a second-round pick on a quarterback that wasn't going to be able to supplant him as the starter.
All right. Danielle, what do you have for a lead?
People working from home are spending even more time on social media, which is a frightening thing in and of itself. But you may have noticed some people that you know are starting to subscribe more to some crazy conspiracy theories. And you may be asking yourself, how could these people possibly believe these things?
Right.
Well, there's some science behind it. Karen Douglas is a social psychologist at the University of Kent in the United Kingdom. And she says that in times of crisis like a pandemic, people are looking for some kind of knowledge relief. And in the same sense that when we get physically sick, it's because our immune system is lowered, we're more apt to believe conspiracy theories when our emotional immunity is lowered because we're so stressed out from the pandemic. So, for instance, she kind of positions this thing that says it's easier for people to believe that coronavirus was made in a lab by humans instead of trying to wrap their head around the fact that it's zoonotic and it jumped from an animal to human.
Right.
So they're embracing these conspiracy theories as a way to explain what they can't really ration in their minds.
Right. What about the part where the Chinese communist government is probably most likely out to get us at all times?
Well, they are. 5G is going to kill us, babe.
And that could theoretically explain where the virus came from.
Right.
What about the facts that might be involved?
All
right. So people are more likely to believe wild conspiracy theories during some kind of a major crisis.
Yes.
Because their emotional or intelligence immunity system is suffering.
Lowered, yep.
Okay, all right.
Like the Biden emails.
Ken, we're not supposed to talk about that.
Well, there I was last night at just after 8 o'clock, Ken, planting myself on the couch to make sure I didn't miss a minute of exciting World Series baseball action.
All right,
huge MLB fan.
And guess what I saw?
What?
I say, guess what I saw? 11,000 smiling, happy baseball fans in the building, in the stadium, to watch that game last night. And so I'm asking myself, and I'm asking you, why at this point can we not have 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000 happy New England Patriots fans at Gillette Stadium to watch the New England Patriots?
Greg,
why?
We're heading into the darkest weeks. Did you listen to Boney yesterday? We're screwed.
I understand these are the darkest weeks, but it appears to me that elsewhere around virtually the entire country, fans are allowed to attend sporting events, and there aren't ambulances waiting outside for them when they get out of the facility. Why, Curtis?
I have a great idea for this.
I'll be the judge of that.
Bring students to the game. These kids that have been having to do remote learning, they've had an awful last seven months, have high-achieving students from Boston and area public schools get into a lottery and win tickets to go to see a game in person.
Or listen, if it's the only way to do it, what about those people who always participate in the paid science experiments, like when they tell you could get $300 if you're willing to put these eye drops in your eye or whatever.
Right.
Why not take people who would like to be human test subjects for the spread of the coronavirus and give them a ticket to go see the Pats on a Sunday?
Curtis, did Greg ever tell you that when he was first getting started in radio, after his transition from V66, he was paid $50 to participate in an Alfredo study?
No way.
$50 was a lot of money back then.
It was the
early 90s.
We can get the Moderna stage 3 trial people in because they already got some immunity.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why not combine the two and we would at least have some fans who could be there to make some noise and to help our football team because they clearly need it. Mm-hmm. So, all right. 11,000 fans watching Mookie Betts, Ken, with an unbelievable game. We are going to get to the details on that and other things right now with the lifeguard who is going to tell you what is trending.
Teddy Bruschi joins OMF this afternoon at 4:30. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Sample how tasty losing weight can be with the Awaken 180 approved freshly prepared meals at all Roach Brothers and Brothers Marketplace locations. Weight loss is never bland with Awaken 180 weight loss. What a night indeed for Mookie Betts. Here was the capper of it all.
5-0. ERA of 2.78. And he is greeted by Betts. A shot into right, back at the wall. One pitch, one more run, and the first Dodger postseason home run for Mookie Betts.
That was your franchise. He's not your franchise anymore, but that was your franchise.
Even bigger than the home run, his double steal inning, part of a four-run fifth, and then Curtis loves the term secondary leads. It's a Lou Maloney-Hardo baseball term. Secondary lead from third base, scored on a grounder to first, diving head first that sparked the inning. And made a 3-1 Dodgers roll, 8-3 in game one against the Rays. But it is, you know, how can you not sit there and go, why is he not a Red Sox?
That is really an incredible thing. This organization, worth $7 billion, lets the cornerstone player go, trades him to the Dodgers. He's about to win a World Series, and he's going to be there for the next decade playing like this.
And it was over what? Maybe $30 million an extra year? $40 million? What?
Well, we don't know. My working theory is Mookie didn't want to be here, but still.
Yeah.
He hasn't said that. Game two tonight. You get back on the couch again, Hillman. 8:08 first pitch. Blake Snell, your buddy, opposing rookie righty Tony Gonsolin. Anthony Gonsolin, rookie expected to go a couple innings. So advantage raised tonight. Maybe they'll even the series up.
And by the way, I believe this region can thank Mookie for the free taco.
Free taco.
I believe that we should at some point this morning, we should all thank Mookie for the free taco.
Oh, that's where Wiggy is.
Uh-huh. How about also TB12 narrating the intro to the World Series last night?
That?
Some controversy.
Come on. We're going to drag Tom Brady in to narrate the intro to the World Series.
Who else are you going to get? He is Tampa. He is the city of Tampa. No, I mean, who else would be the city of Tampa?
He's been the city of Tampa for 9 months.
I'm sure he hates the Dodgers, too.
Probably should have got somebody from the Lightning. I mean, they just won the Cup, for crying out loud. Tom Brady hasn't won anything yet.
It's embarrassing.
Some regular season games.
Don't bring a football player in, though.
Hey, Ken, football's ahead of baseball. It's been that way for a while.
Are you gonna play the dramatic Tom Brady introduction? Or?
It's 1:20. I can play some of it now.
Yeah, play a little
sample.
In America, for over a century and a half, generations have loved baseball. experienced heroes, and heartbreak. This game has offered so much from so many. And always.
All right.
Okay.
The baseball, old Baseball Writers Association of America guys were enraged on social media last night that Tom Brady was doing the lead-in for the World Series. Why do we want a football player?
They were? Oh, really? Yeah.
Is that a redundant term, old Baseball Writers Association?
Oh, I'm sorry, and obese, and listening to Springsteen.
Don't insult our listeners. Hey, great guest on Dale and Keith today, 11 a.m. The great Mike Doc Emmerich will join Dale and the crew. Looking forward to that. And obviously football to talk about. Patriots-Niners week kicking into high gear today with on-field prep. We think Belichick would just say day-to-day when asked if it was a normal week, but looks like they'll practice today. And the Dolphins have named Tua their starting quarterback, despite a couple wins. Interesting move by Brian Flores.
Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick had back-to-back wins, but I guess they're getting the future underway down there, right?
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. He just came in from mop-up duty after the Jets blowout win.
Right.
And Fitzpatrick's been kind of playing well. Yeah. So.
This must have been the plan all along, that at the bye week, they transitioned to him.
Sure.
Well, Fitzpatrick feels about that. NFL.com power rankings, Tampa 6th and your Patriots 12th. We'll make Curtis happy. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Wiggy is taking a couple days off, so it's a Wiggy-less Wednesday. Tomorrow, filling in for Wiggy, Rob Ninkovich from ESPN, former New England Patriots linebacker Rob Ninkovich. Should he be able to pass the very extensive testing that is required to come into this studio? The hall monitor, the lifeguard is all over that. So we will, I don't know what we're supposed to do with regard to Ninkovich. Is it okay if he sits here in the studio with us tomorrow, Ken? Is that all right?
We're basically now co-bubbling with ESPN if he comes here.
Right.
When are we co-bubbling with Nesson so Dale can come back?
That's 2021 when the vaccine is available.
You think Dale's coming back next year? You're out of your mind.
You don't think so?
No.
No? All right.
Dale's going
Glenn will be back first.
Dale's going on vacation to his kitchen next week.
Also on tomorrow's show, Pandemic at 8 and Christian Fourier will join us to talk football at 8:30. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so at 6:45, it's the dumbest of the day, and there is bad news for Joe Biden, and it apparently comes from a higher power. So we will get to that coming up.
Dr. Jill?
During the dumbest of the day. You don't see much of the potential future First Lady, Dr. Jill. Is she? I guess she's there supporting him. She'll be there supporting him at the debate tomorrow
night.
But
yes.
So they're going to be muting the microphones at the presidential debate tomorrow night?
I'm happy about this, but don't think you're not going to hear, like, Trump's mic muted, and then you're just going to hear him in the background.
Like, it's going to sound like this. He's going to be shouting.
Right.
Well, like, it's ridiculous.
Are they still going to be in the same debate hall, or is it?
I think so.
Okay. So, but the mic will be muted. So each individual will have 2 minutes to talk, and then the other individual will be yelling in the background with their microphone off. It'll sound kind of like Curtis, like when Curtis is laughing in the background on this show, right?
The balloon laugh.
Right.
The biggest thing for me, though, is that I think Joe Biden is having far too many tough questions leading into this debate. 2 days ago, the Post story broke. He was asked what flavor milkshake was he having.
Oh. What did he choose?
He chose vanilla, and his other aide chose chocolate so they could share.
I mean, nothing is less surprising than the fact that Joe Biden is a vanilla milkshake guy.
Yeah. Yep.
Nothing is.
You don't think Trump's going to go through with this, right? I mean, he's going to walk out like he did the 60 Minutes interview.
No, he'll. Well, I think he walked out of the 60 Minutes interview because it wasn't safe because Leslie Stahl was not wearing a mask.
He had immunity.
I mean, how do you feel about that? That everybody in the White House had a face mask on except for Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes, who's a prominent media person who's, I'm sure, has been carrying the water for the necessity when it comes to wearing a mask. Why wasn't she wearing
Trump
a mask?
Trump can't get it again. What a big baby he is.
What about everybody else in the White House? Now, Ken, listen, with regard to your lead,
which was about your column today at WEEI.com. And the fact that the suggestion that the Patriots must immediately sign Antonio Brown or sign him when he's available, which is a week and a half from now, I believe, right?
Right.
There are some calls. So let me get TJ on the show first this morning from Portland. You from Portland, Maine, TJ?
I am.
One of the finest food cities in the United States of America. I highly recommend Street & Company. That is right up Portland, right up the street from my shack in Ocean Park, and I love Street & Company. So, and the lobster rolls at Eventide cannot be beat. But what you're saying that Ken Laird has some issues this morning with his column?
Well, it's not necessarily that. I do believe the Patriots need to go after a receiver. But when he said that for his money, the best receiver of all time, how old is Ken? Did he see Jerry Rice?
He looks like 58, but he's only in his, 30, 37?
41.
41.
Unfortunately, 41. I watch Rice.
He says
Rice's records will never be broken, but just can't we evaluate somebody in terms of talent, like in a short burst?
We absolutely can, and Antonio Brown is a great talent, but Jerry Rice won MVP. It was a different league. He dominated from the wide receiver position. You know, there's him and then there's everybody else. Then there's Randy Moss and there's everybody else. Antonio Brown has never won anything. When were the big playoff games that he dominated and willed the Pittsburgh Steelers to a win?
Well, yeah,
they
just
don't
exist.
That's
Tomlin's fault. I mean, even Derek the Steelers fan would admit that coaching has been subpar. But 6 straight years of 100 catches. I mean, Hillman, last year you were giddy when they signed him.
It's a different league. You can't touch the wide receiver on the line of scrimmage anymore. It's a completely different league. The numbers are so inflated for wide receivers now. He hasn't even come close to the
talent
that Jerry Rice.
He had 136 catches one year.
Okay, he's a great receiver. He's not the greatest receiver.
Most talented. He's not going to go down as the greatest, but I've never seen anybody with that kind of quickness and separation.
TJ, do you think he becomes, never mind whether it's this team or any other, does he become an issue again as soon as you get him in your locker room, or has he changed?
I don't think he can change. I feel he's mentally ill. The guy's got serious issues. Mm-hmm. After reading those articles, he doesn't pay. I mean, he's got so many problems up and down the line. It's not just that he's a diva. The guy's mental ill.
Yeah.
No, you don't
Fish,
think throwing,
you want a bag of dicks?
You don't think throwing a bag of dicks at somebody's stability? the very definition of?
The one thing that Ken's column is dead on about is that they have $25 million in cap space right now. What are they doing? You have a team that's shown they can compete. You have Cam Newton, who's answered a lot of questions at quarterback. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers currently have $250,000 in cap space. They have spent, they are all in on this season. I don't know why Kraft and the Patriots are so hesitant to spend money.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's Greg's lead. Greg nailed it. I mean, Kraft basically dictated your lead to you and said, where are our fans? We're not making any money. Why can't we have fans?
Well, yeah.
I'm not spending until we get people in the seats.
People aren't going to be in the seats until you spend.
I just don't understand why when you tune into that World Series game last night, there's 11,000 people there and nobody is, there were near as I could tell, nobody fainted. Nobody needed to be rushed off to the emergency room.
Ken wants you to wait for 2 weeks from now when the numbers come out.
there have been fans at Arrowhead or whatever KC they still call. Do they still call it Arrowhead?
I don't know if they
or has
can.
That been has that been canceled?
No, it's called Football Stadium.
There have been fans in seats for quite some time without any kind of related massive spike. So why, if you can have 11,000 fans at the World Series game last night, could we not have 5,000 happy Patriots season ticket holders at Gillette to make some noise?
I'm not going to argue on this. I think 5,000 is reasonable. Now, you get the Texas A&M and some of the ridiculous college football scenes we've seen, forget it. But yeah, some fans, yes.
What would make more noise, 5,000 fans or just Wiggy?
Just Wiggy, 100%.
This
it would actually sound like multiple people were talking at the same time, too. I don't know how he does
himself.
It. He does. It's such a talent.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
How are you guys? I was at the game in Miami when they were screaming about it's unfair to have Antonio Brown. The guy changed everything. He changed the whole equation. People were talking they're going to be undefeated. Some woman columnists were screaming, why did they go to him, feature him so much? It's in our face. He was unstoppable. So I don't know if I can overlap. I saw Jerry Rice from front to back. Yes, it's a different game, but boy, this guy has an impact on a team, on a team that has no talent.
Yes,
our Patriots.
But what about Randy Moss? We can go on and on and on about this. I think he is he's an absolute.
His numbers are better than these guys. This guy's numbers. I was surprised when I first read it when he got here. It's like, wow, I didn't realize this guy was like historically. Got numbers that nobody else has.
Right, he's got a lot of talent, Steve, but as a Patriots fan, I would prefer Troy Brown than Antonio Brown.
Come on.
Troy Brown was awesome, did everything, played defense, was a consummate teammate, clutch as clutch can be, never an issue off the field, brought people together. I would take Troy over Antonio.
Yeah. We all know that they're not going to sign him. Let's talk about reality. What are the chances this team loses its next two games? I'm going to give you my answer ahead of time. Very good. Better than 50-50. Exactly how does the 12th power-ranked team be 2 weeks away from being 2-6? That 12 is wrong. I can't tell you what the number is. It's got a 2 in front of it.
Well,
there's no way this team currently, you'll hear from me in 2 weeks, it currently constituted his 12th in this league.
It's because of COVID.
And I don't know what the number is.
It's COVID. It's because COVID. It's COVID.
Yeah. There's the nuclear excuse. The nuclear option? Here's your nuclear excuse. COVID.
COVID. It's COVID.
Steve just went full Scott and Weymouth, by the way, with the you'll hear from me in 2 weeks. My God. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to see AB here. There's no way in hell you're going to see AB here because of one very simple reason. The tweet where he called out Kraft. It's never going to happen.
You don't think that's forgiven?
Robert Kraft is never going to push his pride aside to say all is forgiven. We're going to sign Antonio Brown. We're champions again.
You don't think he's going to do that? If that's what he believes is the best way to win football games, you don't think he's going to overlook what happened
Schefter had reported last September that a source close to the Patriots organization said that Kraft, and I quote, will never write that check.
Never.
I don't believe that has changed from September until now.
He's a religious guy. He's springing Meek Mill out of prison. He's forgiven Roger Goodell.
Meek Mill never tweeted about Kraft caught in the parlor, Ken.
Okay, Ken, think about the amount of energy, financial, and emotional resources Kraft has devoted to that one Jupiter situation.
Correct.
You think he's going to bring back a guy who publicly brought that back to the forefront?
No.
No shot.
And Ken, you say one tweet. How many people's careers have been brought down by one tweet?
Daryl Morey, the GM of the Houston Rockets, is now hiding.
This is a huge thing, and I think that the Antonio Brown parlor tweet hill is the one that Kraft will die on.
He's going to die on that.
Even if you're
Robert Kraft and you're thinking, all right, we got to do something here. And Antonio Brown is the best option.
Nope.
You don't think he can put that aside? You don't think he can put that aside?
I don't think he can roll up those French cuffs and say, all right, let's get back to work. I don't see it happening
Greg, as somebody who's frugal, as you like to put it.
Cheap.
Bob Kraft is not making as much money this year. In fact, they may be losing a little bit of money without any of the gate. So you think he's going to spend money he doesn't have right now on a player that publicly called him out for his most embarrassing moment of his life?
Nobody know.
Unless he feels like somehow his legacy or the winning legacy is in jeopardy, then maybe he would. Maybe he would part with the cash. But when it comes to your column and Antonio Brown, Ken, I think the issue is the way. Well, I mean, one of the issues is the way that he departed here. I mean, he basically, it was like a it was like a classic Western film where he blew up the bridge on the way out of town with the dynamite.
I'll admit it could be the case. I mean, Kraft is a businessman first and foremost. They're 2-3. You would admit it's getting a little dangerous, and apathy, I don't want to say apathy set in, But that's the worst. Have you noticed any emails from the Patriots about ratings lately? I've suddenly seen those disappear. Mm-hmm. I mean, if things start to get bad, you need a little jolt of excitement. Business is booming with AB, my friend.
Is he somebody who, when it comes to Cam Newton, would maybe be able to fall in line because of the leadership of Cam Newton? I mean,
he was basically living at Brady's house. He loved Brady. That I don't think the leadership was an issue last year.
It's going to be like when Rambo was dropped off at the town limits. That'll be AB, and the guy dropping him off is Robert Kraft. See you later.
And I just saw a tweet. Now, this is the worst trade proposal in the history of WEEI, which is saying something.
Curtis for Mutt.
Let's even swap.
I will end you. Why not trade OBJ for Sony Michel?
That's Sony Meh. Shell, please get it right.
Yeah, the Browns are going to send us OBJ for our fourth string running back who can't stay on the field.
I mean, Wiggy mentioned it yesterday. OBJ is the best option, and he did take his cleats off. You know,
but you have to trade
in the middle of the game because he's unhappy, I guess. But I don't know that he's gonna be available.
What are you gonna give him, a first rounder? AB's just cash, homie.
Yeah. All right.
Straight cash.
That is the Laird column this morning at WEEI.com. Patriots must immediately do whatever it takes to get Antonio Brown and a bag of D's back here in Foxborough. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up next.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Wrapped up like a douche, another owner in the night. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another owner in the night. Blinded by the light.
Yo, obviously the original was better by Bruce, but Manfred Mann had a bigger hit with the cover, Ken.
Actually, his birthday today, Manfred Mann, born Manfred Lubavitz. I never knew that. 80 years old today.
Oh, right in Greg's wheelhouse.
This is a jinx scenario.
Prime jinx.
Speaking of elderly rock stars, we got to get to an audio eulogy at some point. Maybe we'll do it in the form of the next rejoin, because rock and roll lost another legend yesterday. Although, when it comes to legend, Ken and I were fighting about this on the group text yesterday. I'm sure you saw that.
Yeah, I scrolled right past all of that.
It's a 60s rock legend. I'm old.
Yes.
To me, this stuff matters, but there's probably a considerable amount of those listening who have no idea who he even is. So, but maybe we'll do that after 7 if we can. Wiggy is off today and tomorrow. A relief for some.
Not
for me.
Many.
Of course, those who are servers in the restaurant industry who were enraged by Wiggy's comments yesterday on the show will probably be happy. I put up an Instagram story yesterday in which Wiggy doubled down on the fact that if your food is not good, you don't tip. I received angry DMs all day yesterday from servers, bartenders, those who say it is ridiculous to penalize the person who is bringing you your food if your food doesn't taste good.
Yeah, but you have to think about it.
Yeah. What? Now? Do you say now? Yeah. What, Wiggy
not
starts
leaving no damn tip.
Wiggy starts every when interviewing a guest, he starts every question with now, which I like.
Yeah.
But anyway,
the time is now.
Big debate raging on my Instagram, which is Greg Hill WEEI, if you would like to give me a follow so you can keep up to date with what we are doing here on this show at all
huzzah,
times.
All right? Huzzah.
Yeah. Give me a Jamaican beef patty and a redneck lemonade.
We don't need if we're gonna get a break from him for 2 days, we don't need you to be playing drops all morning.
Soundboard.
Actually, maybe that's the way we should do the show going forward, is just drops from Wiggy. Yeah. And then we can control how many words are coming out of his mouth.
Fraudulent.
Like every half an hour, Ken can just use a Wiggy drop that
herd immunity.
Listen, I love Wiggy as much as the next guy, but right now it's 6:48 and I don't have a splitting headache.
Nikhil's Harry.
are we all going to be hoarse on Friday because we're going to have to talk so much more over the next 2 days with the absence of Jermaine?
cans of soda.
Guessing we'll be fine. Guessing that we will be fine.
Terry Francona.
All right. Filling in for Wiggy tomorrow. It'll be ESPN's Rob Ninkovich. So we'll talk a little football and other things with Ninkovich. Also tomorrow, Christian Fourier will join us at 8:30. On Friday, Julian Bubbs Edelman and one of the McCourties. So that, and most likely Scott's mom, who is, what is she, how does she sit? Is she 5-1?
Five,
yes, she is.
And one.
5-1 with her locks for the week. Can you believe that?
She's so much better than Chris Scheim on the midday. She's Scheim alone.
Yeah.
Well, so, thank you. You're very nice.
Yeah, so Scott's mom at some point on Friday show. We're going to get to Quarantine 311 this morning at 8 and find out what Boston neighbors are narking on other neighbors about when it comes to COVID violations. But right now, it's time for this.
The dumbest.
Chris Curtis may say the most idiotic things of anybody on the radio station.
Wow, apparently in Lairdistan, dumb is actually smart.
It's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Day.
Goofy, stupid things.
It's so stupid. You know how stupid that sounds to the world?
I'm an idiot and I'm wrong.
Time now for the dumbest of the day. And Curtis, we examined nearly everything that happened in this country yesterday, and we have determined that this was the dumbest of the day.
Bad news for my man, Ken Laird. Televangelist Pat Robertson warned of impending doom while offering his prediction that President Donald Trump will be reelected.
I believe the Lord told me the president is going to be reelected. I'm saying by all means, get out and vote for whoever you want to vote for. But by all means, let your voice be heard. But it's going to lead to civil unrest of great proportion. Then a war against Israel and so forth and so on.
And so forth and so on. And so
really snuck that last thing in.
The set and the other.
So he heard from God that Donald Trump is going to be reelected.
Yes,
that's what Pat Robertson is saying.
Yep. Okay. All right.
And of course, that's the same God who told him that he could sell a solution online which would cure the coronavirus, if I remember correctly.
That is correct.
The silver solution.
Yes.
Jim Baker.
Oh, that was Jim Baker?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure Pat Robertson was selling something.
Yes.
That's how they do it.
Yeah.
Is that in order to make their money, they sell things online. Or they ask you to make a donation from the privacy of your own home.
Yeah, how are these guys at the megachurches surviving COVID?
Oh, they figured a way out. Don't worry.
Joel Osteen is sitting on enough money. Don't you worry.
Yeah, I think they have plenty of extra money stored up, I would assume. All right. Well, did Pat Robertson say anything about what God said about Sunday's Patriots game and Cam Newton's performance?
Yes, he said they're going to lose. quick note about churches. So Saturday, East Broadway, walking the dog.
Yeah.
And a massive wedding was going on.
How many people?
I mean, they had one of those trolley buses for the wedding party.
Uh-huh.
And there must have been a couple hundred people flooding the street.
Was Marty Walsh there?
He was.
He goes to a lot of weddings.
He was naked.
He's officiating.
He just officiated one, if you believe the viral photo.
There were two state police officers with this like jacket that said task force on it. So I don't know if they're part of the COVID task force, ensuring that there was no commingling.
But in the city of Boston.
It was the first wedding I'd seen. I mean, that place is jammed most Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From, you know, October through whenever. But, well, yeah, it was nobody there.
I think you are allowed to have some kind of a gathering for a wedding or for a funeral at this point. It just can't be a lot of people. I mean,
this was a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, they shut down that one in New York that we talked about where there were going to be 10,000 people at the wedding.
No, great job by Cuomo. More lives saved.
I guarantee you what happened there is the father of the bride reached out to Governor Cuomo and said, please, I cannot afford to pay for 10,000 cardboard chicken entrees for people to go to my daughter's wedding. Please shut it down as soon as possible.
Prom chicken.
Yeah. Do you usually pick the chicken or the beef offering?
I usually go for the chicken unless I know it's a really good venue, because the beef often comes out way, way too rare for me.
Yeah,
because I don't want to overcook it, and I'm not a rare person, so I usually go with the chicken.
You're not a rare person?
No. Ugh. I can't do the texture.
You don't do medium, though, do you?
I'll do like medium just under, but I can't do rare. I can't do the texture. I don't like it. Sorry.
Communist.
Nah, I'm not. Don't act like I'm doing it medium well, guy. Get
no, you're wasting a good. If you're ordering,
I'm not.
A,
no,
you,
no,
you
no.
are. Yes,
I'm
Danielle,
not wasting
you are.
It because
you're
for
wasting
me,
a good piece, a good hunk of beef.
I'm
if
not,
you order it medium, please.
If I order it rare, I'm not going to eat it. It's
Jamaican
a texture
beef patty.
You do you. I'll do me. No, we'll have our own steaks. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm just telling you. I get. It's infuriating when you see somebody take a beautiful piece of beef and have them char it up like medium. Like, no, it should be,
charred.
It's got to be rare. It's the only way to order a piece of beef is rare.
If you go to Grill 23 and you order a piece of meat any more well done than medium rare, you should be kicked out of the restaurant.
Agree, Curtis. Absolutely
That's
agree.
On you guys.
It should be a groupthink thing where everybody in the restaurant stands up and goes, shame. Shame, shame. Mm-hmm. Even during a pandemic, however many people are there, to 10, 15, 20
Seven.
People, whatever. Oh, speaking of the pandemic,
yes.
We don't have time right now.
Okay.
But I believe that I am suffering from some kind of pandemic-related medical issue.
Oh, that's
I
what need, it is.
Yes. Out? I need. I mean,
no, that was all being shoe.
Are there any doctors who listen to the show? I'm going to need a diagnosis. We're up against the clock, but I'm going to need at some point.
Oh,
I'm going to need
it. Fun.
It just started.
Is there a cream for it?
Huh?
Is there a cream? For it?
I have no idea.
Is the area red and flaky?
It's the strangest.
Oh.
It's the strangest thing.
Is it peeling off?
It happens in the morning.
Yeah.
It is the strangest.
Does it go
thing.
Away if you touch
and,
it?
And it only started during the pandemic, like a month and a half ago or whatever.
Is
I've
it a prostate
get,
issue?
Is it pussy?
I don't want to. I don't want to sound like I'm looking for free medical advice or mm-hmm. anything because I would never do that. But
how frequently is it happening?
I'm gonna.
It's
every
not
day.
A going
day.
Problem. It's a
growing
problem.
Problem.
It's every single day.
Not the kind of growing that you're thinking of, though.
It's
that's
like the,
Northeast men's.
It's like the people who are having these crazy elaborate nightmares because of pandemic.
Yeah.
Or your lead, which was that people believe. Are more likely to believe conspiracy theories because of the stress of the pandemic. It's affected their emotional immune system or whatever. I feel like this is a medical issue that was brought on by the pandemic.
You
so
can't blame high cholesterol on the pandemic.
It's not that. That's not it. I have that. I have all those things.
What do I know? I'm not a doctor.
I have all the highs. High blood pressure, high cholesterol.
High tea.
High tea. Oh, we do have
That's
high
good.
Tea, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I digress. if you want to be on the show this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or if you prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And a reminder, as I often tell you, if you cannot listen to this show on the radio, you can stream it at weei.com or via the radio.com app. So you can take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.